The Supreme Court won't formally take up the matter of the Trump administration's six-nation travel ban until October, but last month the court did allow some of the ban to take hold. At this point, immigration officials can keep certain people from those six nations out of the U.S. if they can't credibly claim a, quote, bona fide relationship with individuals or entities in this country. To talk more about that assertion and its impact, I'm joined by David Shammy. He's a member of the Board of Directors of CARE Arizona, the Council on American-Islamic Relations. David, what do you think of the Supreme Court's interpretation?
The Supreme Court basically said that the executive branch of our government can prevent people from coming into the United States who don't have a legitimate reason to be here. That's a right the executive has always had. Mm. The Trump administration's hailing of this decision as somehow vindicating their executive order is just a false flag. The truth is, the Supreme Court said that anybody with a credible, bona fide relationship to the United States, either through a close family member or an entity, which is a very broad statement, cannot be prevented from entering, lawfully entering the United States. You've already started to see some legal challenges to sort of President Trump's statement that, well, here's what a close family relationship is.
Right. There is some concern about what bona fide relationship means. It doesn't include grandparents, it appears, at this point.
So I've noticed that on the social media, that's been the prevailing theme. Here's a picture of my poor grandmother. How is she a terrorist, right? The reality is, and we are, let's look at the six countries for a moment. We've got Syria, we've got Yemen, we've got Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran. Right now we have, in Syria and Yemen, humanitarian crises. We're talking about 500,000 civilians who've been killed in Syria. What that means is some of those people don't have parents, siblings. What they have are aunts and uncles, grandparents, grandchildren who may be legally living here in the United States. And those family members may want to save their grandparents or their grandchildren or their aunts and uncles or their nieces and nephews. And they've been prevented. The way the Trump administration is reading the Supreme Court's ruling is saying, we don't have to allow those people in. And that's the same thing in Yemen as well. We've got an escalating violence there and refugees being and orphans being made out of some of those people. And this is a stat that nobody has to take my word for it. You can look it up. From 1975 until the present, there have been zero people killed by terrorists from any of the six countries who are on the list. I'll preface that with saying at least I can say that that's true for the United States.
So when it comes to Arizona, Arizona is a place that has often been welcoming when it comes to refugees. What about folks who are already in Arizona or people who may have been refugees who might have some connection? Is there a concern specifically in the Valley, in the state here, that some of the efforts that have been put forth before are going to be limited, and that's going to make things harder for folks who live here or folks who want to come here? How big a challenge is it locally?
Well, we have a very diverse Muslim community in Arizona. We've got a lot of Somalians and Sudanese, Iranians, Syrians. I happen to be Lebanese. The issues I think that Arizonians are facing is that, you know, we have been welcoming to refugees, and so we have a lot of refugees recently, and I'd say, you know, many of them in the last 3 years who've been brought mainly from Syria and Iraq. Iraq was on the list originally, and then some political discussions and some negotiations, and that's one of the concerns, obviously. Another concern that we have is that this appears to be more political.
Some would say it's symbolic.
It is symbolic, and it is playing towards hate and anti-Muslim rhetoric in the country. And it's obvious because hate crimes against Muslims are up 44% in the United States in 2016.
So what do you think is next when it comes to this? Obviously, Supreme Court is going to take up the travel ban in earnest in October. What sort of work is CARE going to be doing? What sort of work should the community be doing in this interim?
I think as an organization, CARE has been working on building a coalition. We can't do this on our own. The Muslim population in the United States is roughly 1%. Despite our best efforts, we are stronger together with our non-Muslim allies, and that's allies from the Jewish community, from the Latino community. We've become a member of One Arizona, which, you know, consists of organizations from faith, both faith-based and non-faith-based organizations, social services organizations. And so what we're doing is we're partnering and we're making sure that, you know, when there's an issue that affects the Latino community, that the Muslim community doesn't just stay on the sidelines, that we're getting up and we're backing them up and we're helping them. And I think ultimately we need to be creating partnerships, not just with minority communities, but also with, you know, the white community.
David Shammy is a member of the board of directors of CARE Arizona, the Council on American Islamic Relations.